from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, they are the number one Chevy dealer in the world with more Silverados than anyone else. Go see them today and visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The four of us here, plus Carter Freeman, 75 and Fitzhugh, brought us in Oxnard. Our continued training camp coverage is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass. And we have an addition to the finest coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll talk NFL there. Right now, it's time for a college football super segment, though, and here's Wolchuk.
Just a couple of weeks away, man, from college football kicking off. I know we got college football Carter, who's out in the Pimp Cup right now. He's wearing his Oklahoma Sooners jersey, and we got some OU news as Carter's going to pop up there on the fan cam if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube. OU has unveiled throwback uniforms to honor the Sooners squads from 46 to 56 that won 11 straight conference titles and three natties. They are celebrating its history this season as part of the 100th year celebration of the Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. That of team was, of course, led by Bud Wilkinson beginning in 47. Sooners won 102-11-3 during that span. Unbelievable. They lost two games in conference that entire span. They went 59-1-2. That is absolutely insane. But these alternate unis are going to have white numbers, white stripes on the sleeves. Helmets are white. They're logo free. They've got a crimson stripe on the top of the helmet. They'll wear them September 7th during their home game against Houston, which will be week 2. So OU fans, I know you're pretty excited about that. Carter, thumbs up. What do you think about these ones? These are thumbs up here.
Of course they are.
Yeah. To me, I think they kind of remind me a little bit of Nebraska, but they're just more crimson.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of my takeaways, is it's kind of like Nebraska, and that I'm also Googling like for side by side because I don't feel like the current ones are that different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to notice, like, where are the main differences?
The helmet's the biggest difference, right? Because you don't have the OU on the side, and then the pants are certainly different. But
And usually their helmet is like their crimson red or whatever instead of white.
With the white OU logo on it. How about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan just giving the middle finger to the NCAA? Mm. This is great. So we found out that Harbaugh is getting a suspension, if indeed he ever decides to go back to college football. He's going to get a one-year suspension. But Michigan announced today, Harbaugh's coming back for the season opener, August 31st.
In your face,
against
NCAA.
Fresno State. He's going to be the team's honorary captain for that game. So I think this is just glorious. They don't give a damn. They're still relishing and basking in the glory of a national championship. And Harbaugh says, ha ha, you can't keep me away for long, baby. This is great.
That is great, dude. I love his energy towards that. It's wonderful.
He's like, doesn't care.
You can't touch me now.
Just does not. Yeah. Like, I'm in the NFL.
This is all hypothetical.
You tell me I can't come back too? Is that what you're going to say?
You think I'm going to go back into college football where we have NILs and portals and all that stuff? No chance.
I mean, this guy was a madman when it came to recruiting. Nico Collins was just, I believe, on Up and Adams. I think Kay was making her rounds to all the training camps. Nico was talking about how when Harbaugh recruited him to Michigan, he slept on the floor of his house.
Harbaugh
did.
Slept on the floor of Nico Collins' house
yes.
by way of recruitment.
Yep. It's like, I didn't realize this guy was that invested, but he really wanted me.
Steak and milk for breakfast in the morning.
Crazy.
He had his khaki pajamas ready to go.
Unbelievable.
He actually sleeps in a headset.
It's got to be a go-to bit, man. I mean, you make quite an impression at that.
Holy crap, he's willing to sleep on the floor. I guess I got to sign.
How many five-star recruits do we got? That's how many nights I'm spending on somebody's floor.
Yep, got it written down. SEC, Brian, they're moving forward with the injury report. First time in 2024, they're doing this. I think Vegas has a big hand to play in this as well when it comes to the gambling and the lines, who's playing, who's not playing. This will give you more information leading up to those games. I don't think this is a problem. I think this is a good thing, and probably all the rest of the conferences will follow suit.
Yeah, but all the coaches in college football, what's the one thing they're always paranoid about?
That's fair.
Is injuries.
No doubt.
And so nobody wants to give anybody, anytime you ask anybody a question about injuries, you saw what Harbaugh did. He went from Michigan here to the Chargers, and they asked him about availability of players, and he kind of gave his lines of things that he did when he was at Michigan. He goes, I'm not a doctor. I won't never be a doctor, So, yeah. I think the coaches in the SEC will do what they have to do because the conference will tell them that. But we're going to start to hear of reports and stuff that they weren't probably very truthful with their injury reports. So get ready for that.
Shout out to Sachse, five-star wide receiver Kalik Lockett. He is committed to Texas. He's the number two ranked recruit in the Dallas area. Averaged 118 yards per game last year. So a big get for the Texas Longhorns as the Sachse Mustang has signed to play in Austin after his senior season. And a big get for our North Texas Mean Green, Eric, as South Lake Carroll AD Steve Kessler, he's joining UNT staff as the school is aiming to bolster the NIL efforts there in Denton. So South Lake Carroll, obviously a powerhouse in Texas high school football, adding their AD.
There's something about money. Something about money.
No question.
How to deal with it. Yeah.
Any way we can help with the recruitment there in North Texas, I am all about. So shout out to UNT. trying. Hey, we're in the American now, man. We got a chance to dominate that thing if we get the NIL money. We got some good funding. You know, the Ryan Group, that's pretty good pockets there, man.
What's the name of our stadium now? I drove by it the other day. We're not Apogee anymore.
It's like Datco.
Is it the North Texas Teachers?
It's not the North Texas credit. Teachers, Brian.
Was it credit? Is it some credit union? Is it something?
It's Datco Stadium.
It's Denton Credit Union something. Okay, back-to-back years of having no idea what your stadium name is.
It'll always be Apogee to us.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
Jack Murphy.
I discovered this week the name of the Louisville basketball arena. And you're going to think I'm ball sacking you.
What is it?
It's called the KFC Yum! Center.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, Yum Brands. Yeah. You know what Yum Brands are, right?
Yum Brands. KFC Yum. That is a funny name, though, for a basketball arena.
We're live from the KFC Yum Center.
Coming to you live from the KFC Yum Center.
You don't need to add the yum at all. It's confusing.
Yum.
Yeah, just
I think
KFC
I only know
Center.
It's Yum Brands because you've said it before, Brian.
I think you should just say it. It's the Kentucky Fried Chicken Center.
Yeah.
Bang. I just call it the Bucket.
Don't dilute the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, hey, welcome to the Bucket.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, just call it that. Yeah.
Cobb, baby. Let's go Mean Green 940. I agree with you. Yeah, Brian's still bitter because we beat their ass in the NIT.
Yeah, we
that
did.
That is true.
Yeah.
That no is true.
Deal. Tore them up.
It cost me a t-shirt.
Damn right you did. Damn right. Shout out to the Freaks List. It's out. It is out. Bruce Feldman does this every year. Now, I don't know how we feel about this Freaks List because, I mean, there was a guy that the Cowboys now have on their team that was on it 2 years ago as number one on the Freaks List. Doesn't mean he's not a freak. I don't know if this always translates to being good in the NFL. It doesn't. Doesn't, right? But Mozzie was number one a couple years ago. Nick Harbor, South Carolina wide receiver, is number one on the Freaks List. He is actually the
first freaky thing he does.
Back-to-back number one player in the 20-year history of the Freaks List. 6'5", 242-pound sophomore, turned 19 last month. He ran a 10-100-meter. 22-200-meter for the Gamecocks track team, earned second-team All-American honors.
Dude, this is the guy that...
crazy fast.
This is the guy that we had talked about a while back.
Yep. So he's competing in track, and he's competing against guys that are 60 and 70 pounds lighter than him, but he's still running just as fast.
Dude, this is as...
Tyrone Wheatley.
This is as extraterrestrial a football player as we've ever seen.
Freak of nature.
I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me,
dude?
He looks like one of these 99 overall creative players.
Yes, he's a creative player.
He is.
He's 6'5", 250. Yes, dude, he's like the same size as Clowney, but he's so much faster. He actually plays wide receiver.
It's crazy. It is. Travis Hunter is number two on the list, the Colorado wide receiver.
Colorado.
Corner, the Colorado. Kenneth Grant of Michigan, another defensive tackle, comes in at number three.
I'm sick of these Michigan freaks.
Me too.
Like, I don't even care.
This guy might be picked in the top three.
He might be. shout out to Baylor's wide receiver, Monterey Baldwin, who made it on the list, and TCU wide receiver, Savion Williams, as well, who made
TCU
the cut.
TCU wide receiver.
Freaks. Yeah, probably not.
Freak show.
Oh, you got to give him that huck.
You feel me? Now, speaking of Colorado and Travis Hunter, man, there has not been some good stuff coming out of there. As we've got some former players and a couple anonymous, some did put their name on it, have said that it's, quote, like a real-life Grand Theft Auto video game. Wow. There are many distractions with fights, guns, and money floating around. The environment is unlike any I've come from before.
Welcome to the U.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, the U certainly had a good time. Now, former five-star cornerback Hermani McClain said that he dealt with similar issues with Colorado, according to reports. He said he was taking the heat for a lot of people. At the same time, Coach Prime was saying he was in the doghouse and needed to improve. Hermani was getting bullied by his son Shiloh. Shiloh slapped him in the face several times. According to Carmani, this happened. Carmani was screaming at him, hey, I'm going to kill you, repeatedly. Ooh. After that, it seemed like Carmani was just mentally not there. And it's hard when the coaches you trust are calling you derogatory names on the practice field, he said. CBS came out with a big article about the locker room issues that are running deep at Colorado. He said that that Jordan Seaton, who was another former five-star recruit, said that he faced similar interactions. He was picked to fight a former lineman at Colorado to prove his manhood. So instead of doing the like bull in the ring,
yeah,
they're calling players out, and it's like, hey, you guys fight it out right now to prove who's tougher.
A little fight club?
Yeah, a little fight club.
A little slap boxing in the locker room?
Allegedly. Meanwhile, Colorado commit Ebenezer Boozy was arrested for allegedly threatening a girl with a gun 6 months before he was charged with misdemeanor battery stemming from an incident last year, according to reports. Coach Prime had a presser today, and well, he didn't want to talk to a certain media member.
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy summer.
Ooh, it's the other one. Sorry, Lucius.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do that?
Oh, say what?
There's another CBS. There's two cuts. The CBS Sports one.
Okay.
Oh, specifically.
Right. Let me look in here. Look in that bag.
Look in that bag.
See.
Right
CBS. No CBS question. Here we go.
That's the end of that question, I guess. Next guy.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado.
I'm not doing none with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rigo, my last
question. Ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. Ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you. Respect you. Ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Ain't got nothing
my
to do with you. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
And hey, it is possible that all of these allegations, it's not true.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of kids that get cut from programs that have an axe to grind that feel disrespected. You know, you have a ton of kids who are at universities that break laws. You know, it's just such a giant collection of people. I'll reserve judgment until more information comes out for
no
sure.
Doubt.
And yeah, I do feel like the media for sure. There are big portions of the media just waiting for the opportunity to jump on Colorado.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are. I mean, anything that they're going to hear, they're going to run with this.
Yeah.
Colorado is getting scrutinized left, right, and center.
So we shall see. I mean, you say Grand Theft Auto. We've all played that game.
Like, there's
right?
no way.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. No. I mean, if anything, maybe Georgia would be more likely to that with everything they're doing and their speeding issues and racing and what's going on.
Yeah, that's Streets of Rage down there.
Yes. Maybe a Tokyo Drift situation down there.
Georgia. I was trying to find a game.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo. Hey, the Niners situation is evolving, isn't it, Chief?
Yes. Yeah, we got football's finest here. We will update the Brandon Ayuk situation that is ever evolving. And then we got some words of wisdom to the young ballers out there next to the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.